Blog Talk Radio.
It's unscripted. How? It's unfiltered. How? It's uncut. Damn uncensored. It's unscripted. How? It's unfiltered.
To the Naked Talk with Alex Okorochi.
Hello, 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 people. You're listening with Alex Okorochi, and yes, we're live. We're broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, and this is the Naked Talk with Alex Okorochi. And I've been pretty excited, really, you know, just been looking forward to this show. Sorry we had to push the time a little bit, you know, 30 minutes late, but because, you know, we're looking forward to having a very fun show. Don't forget, this is the Naked Talk. It's the one place where you can feel completely at home. Feel free to be yourself. Have fun. Feel free to be able to express yourself. Remember, expression is a strength, not weakness. So you need not apologize for being who you really are. Well, this is the Naked Talk, and I've been looking forward to just having a fun conversation. Now, wherever you're listening from, know that you can follow my radio channel and log on to the chat room and send in your messages. You can also tweet at the Naked Talk. Sorry, tweet Alex at Alex Okorochi or at the Naked Talk or hashtag the Naked Talk. And guess what? I have a very fun guest on the show. And I need to apologize for my cracked voice. Anyway, you know, I know every time I come on the show, my voice is always cracked, but this time it's pretty different. It's been a long week. Yes, long week. I know it's just Wednesday, but it's been a pretty long week for me. Traffic, having to deal with so much work, running all over the place. You know, that's the stress of Lagos, Nigeria. But let's talk about something really fun. Last time I had a guest on the show, we talked about, we had Nina Bingham, we had John and Jama. We talked about quite a number of things. But this time, let's talk about relationships. We've gone from talking about sex to life to grieving to, you know, so this time let's talk about a very important aspect of life, and which is building relationships. And, the subject for the show is love in a circle. And I know a lot of people have reservations basically about dating and finding true love in their social or work circle. For some people, they think it's a long shot, and for others, you know, they're willing to try. And for so many reasons, I found out that, you know, depending on where you spend your time or who you, you know, spend your time with, people seem to tend to gravitate towards those they spend a lot of time with, you know. But I mean, of course, a lot of people have different opinions about that. Now, this is the Naked Talk, and I've been looking forward to talking to my special guest on the show. She has quite a bit of an advantage on me because, I mean, this is her domain, so to speak. This is something she's been doing for so long. She's a radio host and on-air personality. Pretty famous here back in Nigeria. Beautiful, very vivacious, very talented, outspoken. Uche Nwoko Chabrina. Uche, are you there? Hello, Uche.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm here. I was actually wondering who you were talking about. Like, all that for me? Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You see? I needed to let them know, just in case, you know, I'm quiet while you're speaking, because like I said, you have an advantage over me. That's something you've been doing for so long. And I'm trying to... Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful baby. Thank God for the Naked Talk. You know how it is. It's very unscripted, so we can hear
you.
Uche just had a baby, so I need to say congratulations on air. You just had a baby.
Thank you very much.
And I'm trying to set out for my son. Hopefully, my son walks had enough.
Oh, my.
Babies at 40.
Oh my God.
Okay,
you don't
so,
have to walk
so
them at have an understanding.
Oh, we do? Okay, fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit. I know that you're an on-air personality and a radio presenter and all of that, and so many things added to the portfolio. But if I start to reel it out, we're probably going to spend the entire night talking about it. But here's what a lot of people, I mean, some people do know back here in Nigeria, but I mean, for those who are all, you know, for our audience all over the world, they do not, some people may not know that you're married to someone in the creative industry, actually married to a very famous Nigerian actor, Femi Rainer.
Okay.
Okay, but let me
yeah.
let me ask you this. Would you be able to share with us, for example, how both of you met? Like, I mean, how did you meet your husband?
Okay, that's pretty easy, yeah. I met him in my radio station, okay, at my radio station. I was off work that particular day, and then I just saw this guy sitting in the lobby. He's been there for a while. Okay, let me be nice today. It was a weekend, because I also run the, I used to run the weekend show back then. He was waiting for an interview with a colleague of mine, so I offered to give him water, you know, because the dude was wet. Hey. And I gave him water, and I left. Yes, nice girl that I am. No, after that encounter, I had nothing in mind, trust me. I'm not trying to feel like, okay, I didn't notice that he was good-looking or anything, but I was just asking him. Gave him the water and I left. And then we had this person who was a mutual friend in the radio station, and obviously he was asking the person questions about me. Who's that light skin girl, you know, trying to know more about me. And next thing I see an invite on my BlackBerry. You know. And then I ordered him and I ordered him and the rest
No, it's fine. We like babies. Okay. But let me ask you this. I mean,
yeah.
Of course, you did know that he was an actor and a famous one at that, and he was trying to get you.
Yeah.
Did you have any sort of reservation about the fact that you know this guy is
an actor? Oh yes, I had my reservations. Like, I had friends who dated musicians, they two people in that example, and I'm always the first to do this. I mean, guys, I'm not saying they should do date or anything, but so also in the showbiz world, you also want to date someone who's in the showbiz world. How is that going to work? When you have gossip or tabloids, you know, write stuff about you guys, you'll be probably be the first person to see it. Your life is in the open. Don't you think you need someone who's not non-celebrity? Like, I don't want the attention.
Yes,
okay,
we can hear
you. I was saying, I'm one person who will tell people not to, especially if you are also a celebrity. I'll say, because I have friends who are celebrities who want to date celebrities because that's the most comfortable thing to do. Because they're very accessible. You can find them, you know, see them on set.
Yeah.
These are people you know. They do the same kind of work you do. But I always tell them, I don't think it's going to work that way. Let me give you an example. Actors. Probably childish, but hey, it's the job. He's going to kiss somebody. She's going to kiss somebody.
Yeah.
But are you mature enough to deal with that? And then sometimes you hear rumors.
True.
First thing, you're like, okay, we're best friends. We're a team. I don't think this person can do this to me. But after a while, your inner man starts to get uncomfortable. And then you are always in each other's face because sometimes you're doing the same movies. You're going to the same places. I think it takes the spice out of the relationship. Now it happens, okay, and I meet an actor, and I'm like, will this work, will this not work? Okay, it's going to fit it all, he's a celebrity. Let's just let this go. And then it becomes serious. We just had to have some rules, both of us. We are a team.
Okay.
We're going to have arguments. We're going to have jealousy bans. But we have to deal with it if we want to make this work. Are we trying to do a one-year, two-year marriage or marriage for real? You know, and we said, okay, we're going to do marriage for real. So we have boundaries. There's one thing I like to do. It's called me time. That is one of the biggest issues that a lot of celebrity marriages have. Sometimes you're always in each other's business. You guys are individuals, even if, okay, you're one as a married couple. But you need that space to think, like, get yourself back, you know, before... You know, you're all up in my business. Let me be. I'm not saying you should let me be single. Nah. But don't be all up in my face. I don't like it, you know.
Sure.
And then honestly, as hard as it is, my husband will ask me this question. People say they want the truth. Can you deal with the truth? Like, if you're given the truth, can you handle it? Yeah. And people say, yes, yes, yes. And next thing, bam, the truth is in your face. You're having a panic attack. You know, you don't know what to do next. So honesty is the first thing. You have to be open. Like, girl, guy, this is what is really going on. And then you have to tell yourself before time, if you're going to have something lasting with a celebrity, you know, especially if you are a celebrity too, there are some things that you have to deal with. This person is in the public eye, you know, so get yourself ready. Your jealousy thing, you have to deal with it, because there are tendencies for him to be in, you know, and then some people just ignore the fact that there's a wife beside him and they jump all over it just because they want to take pictures. If you're the kind of person who cannot control yourself, you find yourself snapping. You know, the late night, the times when he's not going to be home, you know, you answer those questions before you decide to go into that marriage. Are you ready to stay by yourself some nights alone? Telling yourself, oh, he's working. Agreeing with yourself that, yes, he's working. Not allowing your mind to wander. The good thing about dating someone in that same circle with you, the celebrity circle, is this. You guys understand what you do. I can wake up and say, oh, there's this thing, this gig I need to go. I have a meet or I'm going to host this gig. And most of these gigs happen 1 a.m., 12 midnight, 2. You know what I mean, Aleph.
Yeah.
If you're married to a normal person, at first they act like, oh, they understand. But later on, it becomes an issue. Now, if you're married to someone who does the same thing that you do, they're supposed to be that understanding. That's the advantage. They're supposed to be that understanding. And then on the flip side of that particular point, after some time, your mind starts to wander. Especially when you start having those little lies here and there. So they call them little lies, but they're actually very big lies. Like, where were you? You know, sometimes you want to ask a question. And the person says, oh, I was at club, blah, blah, blah. But from pictures, it turns out that the person was at club Z, not X. And then some things start to come in, you know, pieces of the truth start to trickle in. What comes into your mind, you start to doubt. And guess what? Everybody has that FBI instinct in them. Before you know it, you become your own private investigator. And then you start looking for things that might be there or might not be there. You know, so it just puts you on the edge. You have to be ready. You have to be ready because it's a big deal. A very big deal. Yeah. From the onset, you have your agreement. You have your boundaries. We're not going beyond. We're not crossing this line. When we have issues, especially because these tabloids are waiting. They are waiting to say, oh, I heard something recently. That some tabloid wrote that my husband and I had broken up. I laughed. I was just laughing.
Oh, wow.
You know, like things like, you know? And then I didn't even go ahead to read anything because they gave some reasons. I just laughed. This is the one I'm looking at right here. Do you get me? So, hey, you have to have a thick skin. And to develop a thick skin, it takes time. It takes work. It's a lot of work, Alex. A lot of work. I tell you, you have to turn a blind eye to so many
Okay, Uche, just hang on. Let's take a quick break. First of all, if you're listening, because I see quite a number of people are listening, if you're listening using your listener's calling number, don't forget, if you want to contribute to the show or you want to speak to Uche or ask her any question, or myself, just make sure you use your hand-raising effect. Make sure you press 1 so that we know that you want to contribute or talk. Or you can get in the chat room and send in your comments, and of course we'll read it on the show. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be back.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji.
have you pre-ordered your own specially autographed copy of The Naked Experience by Alex Okoroji? From timid girl to confident woman. It will make you laugh, it will make you cry, it will make you cuss, but most of all, it will be a great resource for you and your loved ones. Log on to www.alexokoroji.net to reserve your copy and win two VIP tickets to the book tour in MASH.
Okay, we're back. If you're just tuning in, this is still The Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. And we've been chatting with the beautiful Uchi Nwokocha Brain. And I like to add the Nwokocha just because, you know, I think it's not anything to do with feminism. But I like the fact that, you know, I mean, there was Uchi Nwokocha before she met the Brainerd, who, by the way, is my friend, you know, before she met the Brainerd. So we have to make sure, so for those who don't recognize, because if I say Uchi Brainerd, some people are going to be like, who's Uchi Brainerd? Exactly. But then, I mean, there are people who definitely remember Uchi Nwokocha, you know, the radio host of, you know, the big personality. She has such a big personality. It's crazy, you know. And so this is still Naked Talk. We'll be talking about love in a circle. And Uche has basically been sharing with us, you know, what it feels like, what it really, really feels like being married to someone within the same social circle or the same work environment, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty interesting, really, because, you know, I mean, she's, you know, she's giving us straight talk, just like it is, you know. So we were talking, Uche, before the commercial break, and I want to ask you this. I mean, of course, I'm sure there are quite a number of your colleagues who probably witnessed the initial or the beginning of your relationship. I mean, him coming around, you know. You know, those guests, phone calls, or, you know, see you guys spend a bit of time. Exactly. You know, some of those things. And, you know, I'm sure one or two people had something to say, like, you know, mm-hmm. what did they have to say? Was it something positive, negative? Like, what was their thoughts about you dating someone in the same social environment?
Okay. I'll just say, first of all, I started, okay, like I said, he dropped me off at work, and then they're like, is that my friend? And then I'm like, yeah, it is. At first, because I'm a very secretive person, people don't know. I try to keep my business out of the public eye, even if it's at work. But some of the things you cannot hide, you know. So and some of them were like, are you sure you want me for real? You know these assholes. Hey, they jump from one bed to another. Blah, 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 blah. It wasn't easy. And then some of them, sometimes it's just a natural thing. In the name of having your back, people just go online and start to Google things and find out, let's see, what's this guy up to? Is it good enough for Uche and everything? And some will be like, girl, sit down. You need to check this thing very well. Be sure this is what you want to go into. You get. Then some are like, some of their reservations, they will not even talk to you. But you can tell from the attitude, the kind of aura they have, that they don't like what you're going into. While some will tell you, if he makes you happy, girl, go ahead. If you have peace with him, you're happy, you are yourself, come on. Does it do this? Does it do that? You know, just go ahead. I even had a crazy friend who said, hey, good kisser. I'm like, hello. You know, things like that, you know. You know how we girls can be. You want to fool this. Tell me what you like, you know, stuff like that. So it was just here and there, but I decided it was about me, how I feel, how this man makes me feel, you know. Do we understand each other? What are the things that make us fight? What are the things that make us happy? What's important to us? These are the goals I have in life. Do we understand and support this goal? You know, it didn't really matter what people thought, but people were really, a lot of people, I'll just say 60%, were against me going ahead with it. They're like, nah. I don't think this will work.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. At what point, because, I mean, usually for, like, every relationship, you know, there's always that testing. Yeah. There's that beginning, you know, there's the, okay, let's see how this goes, really. At what point did you really decide, you know what, this is really the man that I want to spend the rest of my life with, irrespective of the fact that I had reservations coming into this or whatever? What point did he tilt it for you, and did you feel like, you know what, this is it, this is, you know, he's the one?
Okay. First of all, you know how sometimes men, I'm not trying to be a feminist or anything, but often it happens because I have more male friends than female friends. you know, man is really into you most times. He'll, now I'm saying most, but sometimes it doesn't work. He's not, he's proud of you. Your business is his business. I mean, your real business, not the size of your business, your back size. Oh, you're losing weight, kind of. Not that kind of business. Like, the things that really make you happy. It's not a shame to say, oh, I'm with this person. I'm in a relationship with this person. He takes it a step further. Like, he's committed to you. Yeah.
True.
And then he showed those signs. I mean, there are times when I'll test him, you know. And then dude will pass the test. Yeah. Okay, let me see. Because me, I'm always into this thing. Maybe because I'm a radio host. Maybe because I'm a radio host. Yeah. I like to, like, it comes naturally. I'll just push you and see how your reaction will be. Oh, I want to do this. And then if you don't support me, you start to argue, you know, start to say, like, I don't like selfish people. I don't like selfish people. That's one of the major things that made me say, you know what, this guy is amazing. This guy would be good for Uche. It started becoming a we. It's very important. I started to see those signs. There's some details about his life that he would share. I'm like, okay, maybe this dude is getting serious. There was a time I went to an auntie's place, and that person is really important to me. You know, the usual thing, they'll just drop you off and go. But he wanted to come upstairs and say hi. I'm like, okay, dude wants to make himself known.
This is getting serious.
You know.
He wants to meet the family.
Exactly. Even home, when I went home also, same thing. He wants to come in and greet. I'm like, okay, dude wants people to know that I'm in her life and everything. Sometimes I'll have issues and I'll share with him, you know, not try to sugarcoat anything. And then when it comes to work, the kind of encouragement, he was like the number one fan. He'll tell me how I went wrong. Girl, today, what was that you said? You know, like we talk about things. We're becoming very close faster than I thought, you know. But like I said, being there for me, supporting me, and then not ashamed of me, because most people will not want to show you up. Like, okay, let's meet here. Can we meet at that place? We like hidden places.
Sure.
I'm not a fan of God. I'm not. So that's basically it.
Okay. Now, there's this. Let me use my... Okay. I wanted to ask your question, but I'll probably use myself as an example, being that I have been one of those people who've been in a relationship with people, with a few persons in the creative industry, you know, being that I was once married to an actor and haven't dated one before. And, of course, I used to have this friend who would go and say, oh, Alex has a thing for. And I used to try to explain to her that it wasn't a thing. It was just something that happened because half the time I spend most of my time, this is my work environment. I don't have the time to hang out anywhere else.
Yeah,
you understood.
Yeah.
It was more. It was really more convenient. Oh, you're spending time in this, you know, zone, and you, I mean, you're spending time working, but at the same time, you find people that you're attracted to who also have common interests with you. Like you said, you know, you rightly said something, because you don't have to spend so much time trying to express yourself or explain your work. So if I had creative ideas, they get you, you know, before you say anything, the person understands what you're trying to say, and, you know, you're able to communicate, and it just kind of speeds up what the relationship really is about. So, but, you know, there's always that take that people always feel like celebrities, for example. I mean, this is not just about celebrities. This could be about doctors working together in a hospital, people working together in, you know, a banker and another, your bank manager and a cashier, you know, just be working in the same environment. But I remember, you know, a lot of people always have these things about celebrities, that once you're in the public domain, your spouse, or once two partners are in the same social circle in the public domain, that those relationships, celebrity marriages, don't work. Now, does that kind of put pressure on you and Femi as, you know, as a couple? Do you feel like that's added pressure? Because, I mean, it's one thing to just be going about your relationship the way it is. Yeah. It's another thing to feel like, oh, my God, all eyes on us. You know, if we fight tomorrow, people are going to say, you know, we're about to go on a split. Or do you feel like, or it's not even something you guys think about?
Hello? Let me ask. Okay, I'm here. I don't, the truth, with the way I run my life, I do not put myself out there for the public to chew on. I try to keep my business out of you know, the public mm-hmm. eye, because I've had a lot of people call me to ask me certain questions they want to put in the paper. I'm like, I don't need that exposure. Thank you very much. It's about, he's a celebrity. Great. I'm a radio host. Oh, great. But once we get home, it's Uche and that has been my guide. Yes. It's been us, the both of us. How are we going to make this work? Because I'm a Christian. You know, so we exchange vows before God. We need to make this work. We say we love each other. How are we going to make this love work? It's not about, I'm not under any pressure to please anybody or to prove anybody wrong that celebrity marriages work or don't work. I'm out here to make this work just because I love this man, he loves me back, and I believe that we can make it work. It's not about pressure because it's a very natural thing. Sometimes people, like I told you, I heard stories about some people saying, they have broken up and everything. The natural thing. It comes, you want to try and sleep, you want to hold yourself and you're smiling. You want to make sure that every picture you take of you guys are lovey-dovey, Romeo, Juliet, come on. It just makes you, it's not realistic. We're all human beings. For me, like I said, I don't bother about all those things. I'm going to say something. Maybe you're outside and you say something. You want to react the way you usually would react. But with the whole Celeste thing, there's always a book, code of conduct, how you should be. That's why I really stay away from the eye of the public. I don't want it. So I want to be myself. I want it to be about me. I want it to be about Femi. And I want it to be about the marriage. So I'm not under any pressure. Trust me. Nah.
No. Okay, so let me act like one of those people. Are you enjoying being married?
I am
enjoying being married. What's different about Uche when Uche was single? No. Here's what I'm saying is, what's different about you guys, you both, when you guys were dating, and what's different now that you guys are both married? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
When you guys were just dating, and now that you're a married couple, when you were a dating couple, and now that you're a married couple, what's different about the relationship? Is there any difference?
The first difference that comes to mind is the whole sneaking part. How you sneak, nobody knows. Sneak. Always very sweet. Don't mind me, Alex. But really, that's one thing I know what I mean now.
Yes, of course I do.
Sweet, don't be here, you rush in, you know. No, I miss that part. But hey, thing is, that's one thing I try to work on every day of my life. The marriage is just on paper, it's official. But I told him, I'm like, I think the best way for this thing to work is we should keep on relating with each other like we're still boyfriend and girlfriend. That's
like
fine.
You're dating.
That
sure.
thing, that, yeah.
Sure.
Because the moment you put marriage on your head, carrying a weight. There's a way people
the excitement goes out the window.
It just dies. So I don't know. I just try to see him as someone I'm still dating. In my subconscious, that's what was in there. But you can still give me my me time. I still have my space, you know. We can still be ourselves because there's something that word marriage does to relationships. I'm not saying people shouldn't get married or make it official. But the moment you start to wear it like a gown or uniform, there's a problem. In fact, if you used to do a certain thing as boyfriend and girlfriend or when you're in a relationship that made it so sweet, I think you should increase that thing to the power of infinity. Don't put yourself in a box. That's just how it works for me. I try to make sure there's no difference. Because that difference in itself is a problem. That difference. The moment you start to, we are now in a new phase. Let's get serious. I don't do that. If not, I'll have been bored. I would have been.
I think that's a lot of people.
The whole marriage thing. Wifey has duties. Husband has duties. Ah, please. Let's just, two people in the relationship. We made it official. Oh, praise God. Let's just keep on doing bobo and girlfriend kind of thing. It just makes it worse. We're human. People get, sometimes you just give yourself space like you do when you're in a relationship. No, it's not, you can't kill yourself. At times when you're just not in the mood, Alex. You know how it feels now.
Yeah.
Like people say, I'm not saying you should just walk out on the person, but just give yourself that space. Then come back, you're re-gingered. you know?
I like you re-gingered. Yes. Oh my God, Uche, it's been so much fun talking to you and having, you know, I wish we could do this longer. I know that the baby wants you to, you know, pay some attention to her and all of that, but I really had so much fun. Just not just fun, but, you know, you said quite a lot of wise words. You shared quite a lot of interesting stuff with us and just reminding us that this is something that can work if we really want to put our hearts to it.
Exactly.
So it's not really about people just being in the social circle and how that, you know, can harm the relationship. But if we really want that, then we could have that. I mean, if you're going to say anything, if you're going to leave like any parting words for people who are trying to make a decision as to, you know, either dating a friend or even finding the courage to ask a friend out within a social circle or dating someone, a colleague or something, what would you say? What would be your best advice?
Yeah, there's something I feel like I left out.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if I said it earlier, but I'd like to say it again. There's a lot of pressure that comes with dating someone that does the same thing that you do. For everything in life, we have the advantages and the disadvantages. As a human being,
of course,
just sit down, weigh your options. Does this person give you, because nobody can give you 100%, I'll let you know now. Does this person give you at least more than 60% of what you really want? And then peace of mind is very important, because when you don't have peace of mind, the next thing is attention. So if you think you can deal with the cons, and then while you have the pros, please just go ahead. You love this person, and then you don't mind that you're going to be seeing this person every other day. You don't mind that you guys are friends or friends or friends who will hang out all the time. And then just in case it does not work, can you deal with the awkwardness of looking at each other after the relationship is over? Those are some of the things that you should consider. If you know you can handle everything that comes with it, please go ahead. Go ahead and, you know, date the person. Well, of course, make sure you do what makes you happy. Because a lot of us do we happiness just to stay safe. I mean, in relationships, that's what's killing a lot of people. I have a boyfriend. I'm dating somebody. Does he make you happy? You have peace of mind. You share common interests. And then you're not losing more than you're gaining. Because it has to be balanced. The give and take really thing. That's what I think, really. You know, so just weigh those options. Be sure that you're ready to handle what will come out of it if it does not work. Not like you have to start dodging the person. I don't want to see his face. The relationship didn't work. You can handle it. Please go ahead. That's my take. Thank you very much, Alex, for having me.
I actually really had, you know, so much fun just talking to you and just allowing you to share your own views from a personal and, you know, from a personal place.
Yeah.
It's pretty, you know, just please give the baby a kiss for us and know that we love you. I would like for you to come back on the show. As always,
no
I'd like
problem.
For you to come back on the show. Maybe you can co-host the show.
No,
yeah, maybe even
I'll
co-host
do that with all pleasure.
But I know. Okay. I mean, talking is your business. So do take care and we'll talk
too.
You know, we'll talk later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, if you're listening, this is still The Naked Talk with Alex Okoji, and the show is still going on, you know. That was a pretty interesting conversation with Uche and Walker Chabray, Ned, just basically talking about what it feels like to be married to someone in the same social or work circle, so to speak. And, I mean, she did share quite a bit of stuff with us about being married to an actor. I mean, her husband is quite a famous Nigerian actor. And, you know, we just got her point, you know, got a bit of her views, you know, from her real life experience, so to speak. I mean, we did one I think we're planning to have, we're hoping to bring Ash Chady back on the show. And we could talk some more about relationships and dating. I mean, he's a relationship expert, and we'll probably get his views sometime before the end of February. You know, we're trying to get to reschedule him on the show. We did try to bring him a few weeks ago, but we had some technical issues here at the Naked Talk studio, so to speak. But this is still The Naked Talk, and we still have quite a bit more time to go on the show. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we will be back. QTB Events.
your one-stop shop for A-class events and entertainment, international artist management and promotion, logistics management, project management, and brand enhancement with affiliates across South Africa, UK, Benin Republic, Togo, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, and Cameroon. Won't you rather let our dynamic team treat you like the respectable client that you are? Take it away the stress from your business. Blog community ABC, then what are you waiting for? Join now to receive updates and all activities on Alexander and her naked thoughts at www.alexokoroji.net to contribute, interact with other interesting ABC users, and win special giveaways. Okay, we're back. This is still the Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. And, you know, it's been a pretty informative, you know, exciting show. I mean, just talking to on-air personality and radio host Uche Nwokocha-Brainerd, who just pretty much shared quite a bit of stuff about what it feels like being married to someone in the same social circle. Now, one of the things that sends, you know, people looking for dating advice online is trying to make, you know, the already stressful process of dating easier. And everyone, you know, is looking for, you know, that silver bullet, you know, the magical process that would transform you from that, from just that instantly dating to bringing yourself, you know, just get yourself swimming to someone else's door, you know. And a lot of people have issues with the friend zone, you know, or even having to date someone who's been the same social circle, so to speak. I tried to say something early on the show when I was chatting with Uche. I did say that I would use myself as an example. I mean, this is a naked up, for example. I've had to date one, two persons in the creative industry based on the fact that, you know, there was an attraction. But it wasn't really just about that. It was just also the convenience, like she said, of being in a relationship with someone who understands your job, someone who doesn't question you and say, where are you coming from? Who are you talking to? What are you doing? How come you've been shooting for 2 weeks? Why is it taking so long? Because the person understands the process of the things that you have to do. You don't feel like you need to really explain yourself because they get you. They get what you do. They understand the terms. You have a creative idea you can share with them, and they get you instantly. And then, of course, you don't always have to be in agreement. You can always disagree to agree, but the point is the fact that there is already a foundation of understanding, so to speak. That for me was majorly a catch, you know, just having to be with, I didn't have to go through so much trying to get someone to understand the reason why I love what I do. You know, because it's very difficult, especially if you're a woman in a creative business, you're great looking or whatever, they always think you're out for something else. And then you're with someone who you feel, okay, you know what, this person gets me, I get him, I don't have to worry. I remember when I was married to my ex-husband, who is an actor, and I remember having to work on a particular job. It was a production, a television production, and his girlfriend on that production, on that set, is just a friend of mine, you know. And at first, they used to find it very weird to kiss.
And I would usually tease them, go, is that how to kiss? Because, you know, she was afraid of really kissing him well because I was there and I was working on that same set. But I used to tease him and go, is that how to kiss? You know, I mean, you're supposed to be a professional. Now, I didn't find it offensive. I wasn't jealous. I wasn't angry because I understood that it was a job. And I would expect the same from him if I had to do the same thing. I wouldn't expect him to feel pressurized or feel like there's something more than that, because I would expect, as a professional, he knows that this is a job and there are boundaries and there are limits, and I would respect myself and he would respect himself. So I think that's pretty much, you know, the catch in the jacket. Because I remember once a friend say, oh, Alex, you only have a thing for people with it. And I said, no, it's not really a thing. It's just convenient. I mean, I don't really have the time to go out clubbing or go out to events. I don't like going out that much, to be honest. I mean, I do try to, and usually it's pretty much about work than having to. I just, you know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of people don't believe that because I'm so hyperactive, and I like to really spend my, you know, I like confinement, I like my own time. And so the easiest place for me to even connect with anyone is while I'm working, because I don't have the time to go sit at a lounge or a bar and get picked up by someone or pick up someone, you know, either way that goes, you know, or walk into a party. I'm not. And there's something about, you know, that power of networking, because people who want to get good at dating, you know, are best served by learning how to be social, because they say your social circle, your circle of friends and acquaintances is possibly the best resource you have for meeting new and awesome people. And too often we see people who don't look beyond their immediate friends, you know, never realizing that your friend represents a networking potential as well as companionship, you know, and that your friends don't just represent fellowship or your family by choice. They also represent access to other people who you may very well want to meet. So, yes, you may not exactly, you know, date your friend. You could have an interview to someone else who might become a companion or partner, so to speak. Now, that's what they say. Some people say that networking is an often neglected skill when it comes to dating, because most of us understand the value of networking and making a wide, if possible, shallow circle of social connections in the hopes of discovering or expanding job or business opportunities. But very rarely do we treat our social lives the same way. People who are outside of our immediate social circle are often treated almost as an impediment, someone whose presence is a distraction or annoyance rather than potentially valuable new contact. And that's something that I also am learning personally, because sometimes, you know, I'm invited to a party. I remember talking to a friend of mine, a crazy friend of mine, Darren Leanne, who's like, Alex, you need to get your butt out of the house. I mean, you're being too much of a stale mom. Come on, get out. You know, come out. You know, he invited me to a book launch and invited me to a party, a house party. And I said, you know what, I haven't been out in so long. I wasn't even saying it today. When was the last time I went clubbing? I can't remember. And for a long time, you know, after having my child, you know, before getting divorced and all that, I used to see going out as a distraction. Like, really, that's not my priority right now. I just want to stay at home and spend time with my child. But, you know, the truth of it is that if you saw socializing and networking as also not just an opportunity to build business connections, but also an opportunity to build friendship and relationships and networking, or even find, you know, someone, even without you looking, we might treat it a little bit differently and have, you know, see some value in expanding our social circles. I mean, this isn't to say that you should only be getting to know people solely so that you can expand your circle. But then again, you know, have more women, you know, if you, I mean, people aren't really stupid. I mean, they recognize when someone just wants to take advantage of them or wants to use them. And nobody's going to be interested really in introducing a new guy to their friends if all the person is looking for is to get laid. But I mean, if you're thinking about building real potent connection with this person or with these people, then, of course, socializing is pretty much a good way to start. Now, there's something that pretty much interests me, and that is the warm approach versus the cold approach. You know, there's something, you said there are two methods of approaching women when it comes to, I mean, if you're a complete stranger and you just walk up to someone, it's a cold approach. And that happens a couple of times. You know, you're walking in someone, someone says, excuse me, please can I have your attention? And you're thinking, I don't know this person, do I know you? Or you're sitting in a bar and a stranger just walks up to you and says hi, hello. And then the warm approach pretty much is, you know, somebody familiar you know, refers to, you know, approaches someone, you have an acquaintance with somebody you met either through someone else or someone you know before, whether you're, you know, close acquaintance or whether you're a close acquaintance or just someone, you know, you just met, a one-off, you know, a one-off acquaintance, so to speak. But then, you know, the fact that you can walk up to that person and say, oh, do you remember me? I met you with so-so-so-so-so person. I met you with so-so-so-so-so person, you know, the last time at so-so-so place. You know, can we, you know, I like you. Let's have a conversation. Oh, can we have a drink or can I buy you something? Or can we, you know, spend some time or can I take you out to see a movie? Can I take you out for lunch? You know, that's a pretty good way to, you know, start a warm approach, so to speak. And usually I think people are more open to giving a bit of attention to someone they know through someone else. Being the fact that they're trying to respect that person or treat that person well or, you know, whatever the situation is, so to speak. This is still the Naked Talk with Alex Akroji. If you're listening, call into the show. It's interactive. Let's get your take on, you know, love in a circle. Do you think, what are the advantages of dating someone in the same social circle? What are the disadvantages of dating someone in a social circle? I mean, of course, there are disadvantages of it because, I mean, you're also, there's also the, you know, there's also that the chances of your relationship running cold, the fact that there's something we in Nigeria call see finish. See finish is pretty much, you know, somebody who just knows you, in, you know, knows you completely into toe. So there are no sparks, there's no mystery anymore. The person knows everything about your schedule, the person knows everything about your work, what it entails. So you don't feel like there are aspects of your life that are closed off. I mean, of course, I'm sure there are probably secrets, but you still feel like this person knows quite a lot about you, how things run. You know, I remember I used to say it's something like, you know, I used to think like for a long time, I thought I was unfortunate, you know, when I first got into the creative business as an actor. And I would go to auditions and stuff like that. Or I would spend time working on a production and maybe even take 2 extra days. Just as a newbie. And my father would ask me, how did it go? What, you know? And it's funny because I couldn't lie to him. You know, I couldn't say to him what I could possibly say to my mother because my dad has been in the business for, you know, for well over 30 years. And he knows what goes on in the business. So there's pretty much nothing I could say that he didn't understand. You know, I couldn't, I mean, he knew what the structure was like. He knew the people in the business. He knew what was happening. So it's not something I can say, oh, we've been shooting for, you know, 3 years or 3 months. They know what it takes. You know, you can't call or drop names that he wouldn't be able to verify stuff. So imagine having to date someone in that business where you're, for whatever reason, whether you're doing something shady or you're just trying to have your alone time, or you just feel like, you know, the fact that this person has access to people that you may know and be able to verify some of the statements or the things that they do, their activities and the time and whatever, that could be a disadvantage. You don't really want someone who knows everything about you. That, again, you know, is. And then, of course, your life is out there because there's a little community that's aware of that relationship. And whether you like it or not, they are stalking you and trying to find out if this relationship is a fail, you know, is going to be a success or a failure. Even within other jobs, it doesn't necessarily only happen with celebrities or the creative industry. Even if you're a doctor married to a nurse or a nurse married to a doctor, I'm sure associations of doctors in your office or all your colleagues there, you know, would be even the receptionist at the hospital would be marking time and trying to find out, okay, what's this doctor up to next? Is he talking to the other nurse? Is it what they're going to be monitoring you? So there's also going to be that gossip running in that circle and people just being able to get to you and share unnecessary, unsolicited information or advice. So, of course, there are advantages or disadvantages, but I've always thought, you know what, for me, it was much easier to spend time, quality time, and be with someone who understands, I mean, who gets, who accepts what I do, motivates me, encourages what I do, and understands what I do. Because whether we like it or not, understanding is a major part of any successful, healthy relationship. So let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back.
QTAB Events, your one-stop shop for A-class events and entertainment, international artist management and promotion, logistics management, project management, and brand enhancement, with affiliates across South Africa, UK, Benin Republic, Togo, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, and Cameroon. Won't you rather let our dynamic team treat you like the respectable clients that you are, taking away the stress from your business. Taking away the stress from your business.
Registered member of Alex's blog community, ABC? Then what are you waiting for? Join now to receive updates and all activities on Alexander and Her Naked Thoughts at www.alexokoroji.net to contribute, interact with other interesting ABC users, and win special giveaways.
Okay, we're back. This is still the Naked Talk with Alex Okoroji. And if you're just tuning in, or you're just still listening to the show, we're talking about love in the circle and just, you know, the advantages and disadvantages, basically, of dating someone in the same social circle. I mean, there are lots of people who keep wondering. They keep wondering about finding true love in their circle and the many advantages or disadvantages, sorry, of dating a colleague or marrying someone within the same, you know, within work or their social environment. And it was very interesting, you know, just having our special guest on the show, beautiful Nigerian on-air radio personality, who's, you know, also married to someone in the creative business. And she did share quite a bit of interesting stuff. And it was nice, you know, listening to her talk. I mean, that's her domain. She likes to talk. So it was really nice listening to her share some of her wisdom, you know, just with us. Well, this is still the Naked Talk. If you're listening, you can send me your message tweet hashtag the Naked Talk at Alex Okoroji. Or you can follow us. Don't forget to follow. Please follow me at Alex Okoroji. Or you can follow the radio channel at The Naked Talk. You can also follow the channel here so you can, you know, log into the chat room and, you know, send your messages and chat. And if, you know, if there's anyone you know who needs to listen to this show, let them, you know, send them a message. They can always listen to the archived show, you know, and they can always listen to the podcast. You know, they can come back to the channel and listen to the podcast, or on Stitcher or iTunes. They can download on iTunes, or you can also go to my blog at www.alexokoroji.net, Alexander Naked Talk. Of course, if you click on the Naked Talk page, you can listen to the podcast right there if you miss it. It's been a pretty interesting 1 hour chatting with you. And I've had so much fun talking about dating and, you know, being married and dating and just, you know, finding yourself or finding love within the same environment. I actually do think it's very possible. They say, you know, one of the best kinds of people to find love with is with their friends. I mean, it starts with friendship. So who best to be a friend? Someone who, you know, works in the same environment, who you spend time with, you share with. So I don't think it's, you know, I think it's more of a plus than it is a minus. But then again, of course, this kind of relationships can also take a toll on you if you're not in it to win it. You know, like Jay said, you know, you have to be in it, you know, to go all the way. You have to do it for forever. You have to want it for forever. I mean, that's with marriage. I mean, but with dating, it's also okay to see how best you both can manage. And there's always going to be pressure. That's, you know, that's... simply normal, especially if you have the same jobs and your schedules are heavy and, you know, you're so busy, you're so close, but then you're so busy, you don't have as much time to spend with each other. Or you're even, you know, you're in one city and the person is in another city, but then you have to find a way to make it work, you know. So there's so many ways to add spice to your relationship. There's so many ways to also be interdependent if there's a word like that, independently dependent on each other. It's been an awesome day. It's been an awesome talk Wednesday. And we're looking forward to next week, Wednesday. We're going to have another special guest on the show. Stay locked on the Naked Talk. Make sure you listen. It's the one place where we feel comfortable and free to be who we really are. Straight talk, you know, straight talk with some of the biggest global icons from all over the world, world leaders, entertainers, blog authors, book authors, relationship experts, extraordinary friends, life coaches, gurus, name it, you know, and it's just straight talk, getting to share some of our personal experiences and opinions and allowing them to sort of strip themselves naked and be who they really are, and by so doing, motivate us so we can self-help or we can help ourselves, you know. It's been an amazing day to have. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you again, same time, next week Wednesday. I love you for listening. Mwah!
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji. You're listening to The Naked Talk. It's so uncensored. She keeps it real. She keeps it straight. She tells it like it is, no matter who's afraid to bear.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji.
You're listening to The Naked Talk with Alex Okorji.